Hello, hello everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to Making Sense with Nav Arjan. I am Nav, and happy Monday to you. So let's make some sense out of why they saying everything is energy. Let's get into it. Everything is energy. If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Nikola Tesla. I'm sure you've heard it somewhere in recent years, or suggested to you by a spiritual teacher, a long deceased genius, a new age academic heart, or a modern quantum scientist. In the rest of this article, after this session, I'm going to assume you are already a believer of the statement "everything is energy." Enough to we can move on debate about whether or not this physical universe is true physical, separate, never and only generated physical laws, or whether physicality is an illusion of consciousness, held by complex limited visions, and beyond that, by the subtlest reality of quantum configurations and formations. If everything is energy, this also means that everything is connected, and this is where the concept of energy starts to play into how the law of attraction actually works in our daily lives. Reality is merely an illusion, although a very persistent one, says Albert Einstein. What else can we do in the face of what scientists have discovered about reality? It's unbelievable, fantastic, and despite clearly showing that everything is energy at the most fundamental levels. Here's a really brief peek at the shocking things quantum physicists now know about our reality. Facts that change everything we believe about life itself, standing on its head just like Copernicus did our view of the solar system all those many centuries ago. If everybody in the world understood what the next few paragraphs outline about the energetic nature of reality, climate change will wait. Early in the 20th century, the unquestioned assumption that the physical universe is actually physical led to a scientific search for elementary point particle upon which all life is built, which would prove that reality was not an illusion. But as soon as scientists began smashing electrons and particles in enormous accelerators, they quickly realized the foundations of this world weren't physical at all. Everything is energy. The solar system picture of electrons and protons as tiny, solid, planet-like structures whizzing around a larger interior neutron in an atom was dead wrong. Electrons, muons, tauons, quarks, and gluons have no internal structure and no physical size, meaning that they are entirely illusory, or put another way, made up of energy. They are zero-dimensional and more like events than things. As if that weren't bad enough, electrons that are negatively charged particles that aren't really particles were discovered to be both a wave and a particle at the same damn time. Electrons showed up in one form or the other depending on the experiment involved. They were also hard to pin down. After all, when everything is energy, it's hard to keep it one place. Scientists can now know a particle's velocity or its position, but not both at the same time, which is like a cop clocking a car doing 150 miles an hour on the interstate, but not being able to locate it to give a chase. Another strange habit energetic particles have is they can be in more than one place at the same damn time. It's called superposition. Electrons and other non-particle particles are capable of being in hundreds of places simultaneously, which is only possible if everything is energy at the most fundamental levels. It seems like the more physics are, the worse things get for those of us hoping to hold on to any sort of sense of normal reality. In fact, toward the end of his life, when Einstein was asked what was the biggest physics question he wished could be answered before he died, he replied, "I'd be happy if I just knew what an electron really was." Now we know, and we know it is energy at the most fundamental levels. Reality is stranger than we think. It's stranger than most people can think. And the reality is that everything is energy, and energy is everything. Scientists have been dealing with the shocking implications of quantum theory for 100 years now. But as far as mainstream society is concerned, scientists supplying conclusions about life may as well not exist. Take your happiness, clarity, and consciousness to the next level. Discover powerful insights and techniques for creating radiant health, happiness, prosperity, peace, and flow in your life and relationships. It's the same old, as far as the ego matrix is concerned. And yet, quantum physics has amazing things to say about the energetic nature of reality that can free our mind from superstitions and restrictions. Wave-particle duality casts doubt on the very foundation of scientific method itself. Objectivity and the necessary separation of scientists from experiment. Huh? Excuse the fuck out of me. Isn't objectivity the whole real of science? Yes, it is. But at the same atomic levels, interaction and innovation have been shown to affect and even determine experimental outcomes, which ultimately points to the possibility that there are no such things as separation and objectivity, which blows everything out of water. I'm not going to get into coding interpretation and the wave functions of particles, but take it to its logical conclusion. Copenhagen interpretation of quantum mechanics seems to reality. The world as we know it can only take place if some sort of measurement or observation takes place on the macro level of existence, the level where scientists and all of us more ordinary human beings operate. Which means that not only is everything energy, it responds to consciousness itself. So in other words, it's possible that unless some agency such as human consciousness interferes, particles remain in an probabilistic energy wave state and never actualize into one location in particular form at all. Ultimately, reality as we experience it to be the result of human consciousness interfacing with the quantum levels of existence that are pure waves of energy. Excuse me while I take a sip of my juice because my mouth is dry from reading all of this. So, you think there's air you're breathing? Morpheus asks Neo in their martial arts sparring scene in The Matrix. Huh? Think again. Morpheus is trying to get across to Neo that everything he thinks is real is actually only information that the brain receives and translates into a picture called reality. Amazingly, scientists are beginning to think the same way. Understanding that energy is everything and everything is information in its purest sense. The Copenhagen interpretation isn't the only indicator that an information-based matrix of energetic reality is what we're dealing with. Entanglement is another freaky physics conundrum pointing that way. Once particles have interacted, they become entangled, which means forever after, they affect each other's spin, which really isn't a spinning motion at all, but something called angular momentum. They are connected by an unseen energy of force that permeates everything. It's as if once particles have kissed, they become lifelong pen pals. No matter how far apart they get, if scientists change the spin state of one's entangled electron, it's guaranteed its partner's spin state will change in the opposite direction in response. Every time. Instantaneously. Even if they're a million light years apart. This can only happen and everything is energetically connected on some level. Which means either we ignore Einstein's theory of special relativity and its prohibition against faster than light travel for an information-bearing signal and accept that particles are suffering the speed limit and communicate instantaneously across vast distances, or everything is energy and connected at the subatomic level. And I mean everything. And entanglement is revealing why.
Replicated studies show that living cells can instantly communicate over distance. One of the simplest experiments involved a batch of algae cells growing in a dish. After a few days, the cells are divided into two batches. One batch remains the original dish, and the rest of the cells are whisked away in a different laboratory. When the original group cells is simulated by a low voltage current, the separated group cells in the lab miles away reacts in precisely the same beat at the same exact time. At the same instant, the stimulated cells react to the charge, and the separated batch is simulated. The home team cells react instantaneously as well. Bottom line, matter and energy, information and consciousness are just different ways of looking at the same thing. And if we include the experience of mystics who have directly grasped and taught that everything is energy and about the unified consciousness of creation for millennia, we can add the word self to the interchangeable mix as well. Self equals intelligence equals information equals energy, equals mass, equals life, equals God, equals spirit, equals consciousness. It's all the same thing. It's all one thing. And everything is energy. Okay, so now that I have made some sense about energy being everything and everything being energy, let's get into day four. Making true friends. We are social creatures that need friendships to truly thrive. Even if you don't have any friends now, with the law of attraction, you can develop lasting and true friendships. Many people tend to think negatively about having friends if they don't have any or if they have been betrayed in the past. But the truth is that true friends are worth having. They are your shoulder to lean on in times of trouble and a great source of joy in times of peace. So what do? You must eliminate any insecurities that tell you are not deserving of friends. This can be done through visualization exercises and positive affirmations. Picture yourself feeling confident and secure of yourself. Then visualize making friends and enjoying activities together. Repeat affirmations daily that target your specific reasons for thinking negatively about friendships. For instance, if you are feeling that you are not worthy of friends because you are too shy, use the affirmation, "I am worthy of friends because I am kind." Adjust the affirmation to help you overcome any negative surroundings that you have thoughts on friendship, and the universe will respond. Here are some affirmations for friendships. I am completely deserving of having true and loyal friends. Friends are a big part of my life, and they make me feel complete. I easily attract the kind of friends that make my life better. Every day, I attract more positive and friendly people into my life. People are attracted to me because I am a naturally friendly person. Here's a friendship visualization technique that you can use. Imagine yourself in the place where you would like to meet with friends to enjoy each other's company. Think about laughing, goofing around, doing activities you enjoy, and just having a great time together. Visualize yourself having a lot of fun with your friends. Picture how you meet your friends and what you have in common. While you are visualizing your friendships, keep in mind that you are deserving of friends and how easy it is for you to make friends. If you feel insecure about a particular part of making friends, practice doing them flawlessly and with great reward in your visualizations. For example, if you are shy and don't feel comfortable looking at someone in the eyes, practice this in your visualized situation. So today's quote of the day is, "Financial success comes to me easily and effortlessly." I hope that everyone enjoyed today's Making Sense, and I hope that you enjoy the rest of your Monday with lots of love and light. Once again, thank you for joining Making Sense with Nav Archon. I am Nav, signing off. Talk to you tomorrow.